I'm going to be real with you. Identity theft is on the rise, and you do not want to wake up one morning and discover that your bank account has been emptied, or you're overdue on credit cards you never even applied for. We talk about this often on the podcast, but you don't realize how much of your information is available to scammers on the internet and how susceptible you and your family are to identity theft and fraud. I know, it's scary, but now you can get your data removed with Delete Me. That's why I personally choose Delete Me. Delete Me is a subscription service that removes your personal information from the largest people search databases on the web, and in the process helps prevent potential ID theft, doxing, and phishing scams. I just started using Delete Me and I got my regular personalized privacy report. And I was shocked what they found and removed. It was pages of information about me that I did not want online. Here's how it works. You sign up and provide Delete Me with exactly what information you want deleted, and their experts take it from there. I cannot tell you how relieved I felt to have Delete Me. And you know, it's also a great service for your parents or grandparents to help protect them from identity theft. Delete Me is not just a one-time service. Delete Me is always working for you, constantly monitoring and removing the personal information you do not want on the internet. Take control of your data and keep your private life private by signing up for Delete Me, now at a special price for my listeners. Today, get 20% off your Delete Me plan when you go to joindeleteme.com/ETM and use promo code ETM at checkout. The only way you get 20% off is to go to joindeleteme.com/ETM and enter code ETM at checkout. joindeleteme.com/ETM. Go to joindeleteme.com/ETM and use code ETM for 20% off. When it comes to financial advice, you got to trust the source. It's why you listen to this podcast. When I'm looking to upgrade my wallet, I turn to NerdWallet. Their expert team of nerds dives into the details to help you find smarter financial products. Before NerdWallet, I was paying for vacations all wrong. I was missing out on miles I didn't even know I was leaving on the table. Now I've got a new card with more miles and more upgrades. What could future you do with more travel rewards? I don't know, maybe that fancy hotel upgrade that you have always been dreaming about. Wherever you go next, make it happen with a smarter travel credit card. Don't wait to make smart financial decisions. Compare and find smarter credit cards, savings accounts, and more today at nerdwallet.com. NerdWallet, finance smarter. As with all cards, credit is subject to lender approval and terms apply.
I got a question for you. What is your biggest money worry? Is it not having enough money to pay off your student loan? Or maybe you're in a mortgage that's way over your head right now. Or maybe you're just trying to figure out how to quit your job and be a stay-at-home parent. Sure, you can win the lotto. What about something as simple as earning passive income from the extra space you have in your home right now?
Millennial Money with Shauna Compton Gain. It will expand your brain.
Everyone knows that putting money aside in savings is really important. But then what? Should you keep your savings locked in a CD for a higher rate or keep them liquid in a money market? Can your checking account help you save too? Or is it about creating the right combination? We believe real banking is a conversation. Let's talk about the savings options that are right for you. Learn more at sandyspringbank.com. Member FDIC.
This podcast episode totally fascinates me. Joseph Woodbury is the CEO and co-founder of a company called Neighbor.com, and it literally blew my mind while we were recording this episode. His company has a seemingly basic concept. You rent out the extra space in your home to people who need affordable and local storage space, and you earn passive income, and everybody's happy. But the bigger picture here, that's what is really intriguing to me. It's that companies like Neighbor are not only providing a much-needed service, but they're also helping you solve your biggest money worry. What if we were just a few storage boxes away from paying off your student loans or funding your emergency fund or reaching whatever money dream you have right now? To me, I think that's so exciting. Let's jump in and see what Neighbor is all about. So, Joseph, I am so excited to have you join us on the podcast today. Thank you so much for being here.
Yeah, thanks so much for having us on. We love it.
I know something that you're passionate about, which is, of course, something I'm passionate about as well, is the financial burden of home ownership, with the average mortgage debt somewhere around $200,000. That's a lot of money for a lot of people. How do you think this burden of home ownership is impacting people on their financial journey? Are you seeing this really hold people back?
Oh, absolutely. And it's interesting. I think we kind of have a unique perspective where we sit in the market, in that we've really seen two different ways that this affordable housing crisis is affecting Americans. And I think most, you know, news media organizations that are covering this have only really seen, you know, the mortgage problem, the fact that there's, you know, you just really Yes. can't afford to buy a home anymore. But there's kind of an interesting dynamic going on, in that it's causing people to respond in two different ways. And the first is the one you hear the most about, and that is that people, you know, they have, you know, their family, they have a certain amount of stuff, they need a home to be able to fit all of that. And so what they do is they go find someone willing to give them a mortgage, and then they're saddled to this mortgage in a home they can't afford for the next like 30 years, right?
Yep.
And they may have, you know, the space they need, but then there's this huge subset of the population that often gets ignored, that is responding to this affordable housing crisis and saying, you know what, I just can't do it. I'm not gonna get a home that's, you know, that I can't afford. And so what they do is they end up getting a home or an apartment that's too small for their home, for their family, or and their belongings. And more you're seeing people subsidize that reality with storage units.
Sure.
It's cheaper per square foot to go to these expensive storage facilities and pay $400 a month for a storage unit. And that's what they do. And so they would prefer to have all these belongings in their house with them, but instead, you know, they buy a smaller house and these things are sitting, you know, 20 minutes across town in a storage facility.
I actually like that reality. I mean, not so much. I had a storage facility for quite some time and it was very expensive, but I like that people are pushing back a little bit on. So maybe this idea of buying an, you know, super expensive home and then not being able to afford the things I like to do in life, like maybe that's not really the American dream. I think it's great to see that people are at least taking a pause to really think about, does that make sense for me, for my family, et cetera?
Yeah, it is, because and the terrible thing about this is that people are being forced to make that choice.
Exactly. Yes.
You know, between giving up things that they value and financial responsibility. But, you know, I do think we're seeing a movement towards more financial responsibility in the country, where people are, you know, maybe it's because of the technology that's enabled us to have insights into our finances and really keep track of them. Things like Mint and other things that people are saying, you know what, I just can't afford certain things.
Right. Yeah, exactly. And then of course the whole evolution, revolution, whatever you want to call it, of the gig economy, where people are able now to make money doing so many different things. And whether it's a full-time job or it's just to subsidize housing costs or living costs or whatever it may be, I think it's a really interesting, exciting time. You know, what do you think Why do you think this trend, I guess I should say, has evolved? And do you see this continuing on, like just getting more and more robust?
Yeah, certainly. You mentioned the gig economy. The gig economy has been interesting because on the one hand, it's provided this phenomenal access to, you know, non-traditional career income.
Right, yeah.
So you can, you know, I can start tomorrow driving for Uber and be earning, you know, a good amount of money on that. And I can rent out my home on Airbnb. The thing, though, that we haven't necessarily figured out yet and that I think people are starting to reckon with is that many of these gig economy solutions do take time. You know, it takes time to drive around an Uber, and that's time that you're not spent working at a, you know, a primary job or, you know, it's time not spent doing something else. Same thing if you drive for DoorDash or deliver for, you know, Postmates. And then solutions like Airbnb are phenomenal also, but there's only so many people that have access, I think, to the Airbnb solution. Because you're really giving up living space. And, you know, in an affordable housing crisis, who has excess living space? Only people that are in a comfortable housing situation. You have the luxury to be able to rent out, you know, living space without, you know, really feeling the effects themselves. And it requires a lot of maintenance, right? It's a high revolving thing. You have a customer come. They stay a couple nights in your Airbnb, and then, you know, 2 days later, you got to go find another customer, and it's constant customer acquisition and then cleaning up after them. And so I think the gig economy has like overall been a huge, huge net positive to the economy. It's provided flexibility and, you know, freed people from the traditional system, but we're still looking for the perfect gig economy solutions.
Yeah, I think that's like a really good point that we don't think about. I mean, even driving Uber or Lyft, I mean, I live in Los Angeles, so the thought of driving for like 4 or 5+ hours a day in traffic, just for me, it's, you know, it would make me go like completely insane. And then the idea of renting out a room in my house and having strangers in there all the time would just be, for me, it would just be something weird. But besides that, there's so many costs, you're right, that go into a lot of these alternate ways of making money that I think at the beginning, it looks like a big shiny package. And then as you dig into it, it's like, okay, you know, maybe it's not so great.
Right.
Well, and you know, that leads me to really talk about the company you started, Neighbor.com, which when I heard about you, I thought, well, this is really interesting, you know, a peer-to-peer self-storage company, because it's kind of solving all of these different problems in one package. Like I said, you know, my husband and I had rented a storage space a few years ago, and it was really expensive. It was very inconvenient, and there weren't many options for us. So I'd love to hear a little bit about, like, how did you come up with this idea?
So, you know, there's three co-founders, myself and two of my, you know, good friends. And my co-founder, Preston, actually had the exact same experience that I think you had. He, before Neighbor, he filmed large documentaries for big corporations and humanitarian orgs. And he was flying down to South America to film a documentary for a big humanitarian organization that helps farmers down there. But since he was going to be gone for 4 months out of the country, he needed a storage unit and started looking into the industry and looking for a storage unit. And, you know, everything was full. No one could take him. And the people that could were, you know, a 30-minute drive away, and they cost, you know, hundreds of dollars a month. And he was finally just like, this sucks. Like, I'm not going to do this. And found a friend and stored in his garage. And he left for the summer and came back. And when he came back, he was like, wow, that was such a better solution. It was a lot cheaper. It saved me a lot of money. I felt a lot safer because it was in a neighborhood that I knew, I was comfortable with. It wasn't one of these industrially zoned storage facilities that gets broken in. Like one in five facilities gets broken into every year.
Really?
One in five, because they're honeypots, right? You know, there's low security. They're in bad areas of town.
And that's crazy because I mean, I would think that the selling feature of a storage facility is better security, but that statistic's just blowing my mind.
It is. And, you know, there are facilities, like to be fair to the facilities, there are facilities that do a great job on security and they have all the security cameras that you want, but it's just not the industry norm. There's so much more demand in the industry than there is supply that basically anyone can throw up a facility and it's full tomorrow. I think the United States, the average occupancy of storage facilities right now is 93%.
Oh, so, wow.
The industry is spending $5 billion a year just trying to build more facilities and keep up with the demand in the US right now. And they just can't keep up.
Wow. That is staggering. Yeah.
It is. It's, and so, you know, Preston, my co-founder, he just had the thought like, well, what if there was a directory for, you know, nice, safe garages all over the country? Like, what if everyone could do this and save a lot of money on storage and feel a lot safer about their stuff? And so that's kind of where Neighbor got started.
Wow. That's like, I mean, I think some of the best entrepreneurial ideas come from just something in your own life where you're like, hey, this doesn't work. Like, let me try and find a better solution. So how long did it take you guys from idea to actually getting this idea off the ground?
So we, you know, we decided to just test it. We put up a very basic landing page. And we just wanted to see how much interest there was in doing this. Like, are people even open to this? And we were just blown away. Like, in the 2 months after we put that landing page up, we were getting so many requests to list, you know, garages and other space in people's homes and to rent from them that we couldn't keep up because we were actually, at the very start, we were calling everyone. If we didn't have a system, we just called people and said, hey, you know, David down the street from you would like to store his car in your garage. Let's set up a day for you guys to meet and do the transaction. How much do you want to charge David? Yeah. And we would actually run the transactions through Venmo before we had a payment processing system. So it was clear that people wanted this solution and we were just filling a need. And so very quickly after we realized that, we're talking, you know, a couple months after we launched the landing page, we built out a super robust site that uses, you know, a secure payment processor and allows people to securely, you know, talk to each other over our platform and create these storage agreements over our platform. And it just has kind of taken off from there. We've been doing this for 2 years and we already have users in almost every state.
Wow. That's unbelievable. So walk me through, like, how does it work if I want to rent out my space, or how does it work if I'm looking for space?
So, you know, really it gets at the heart of this affordable housing crisis that, you know, we talked about at the beginning. And there are people that are, you know, paying a mortgage that maybe is a little burdensome for them, but they have space. They have excess space. They have, they may not have living space that they can rent out on an Airbnb, but they do have unused space. And it can be anything from like a garage to an attic to a basement. We've even had people put up a closet on Neighbor.
Hey, why not? Right?
Right. And then there's this other group of people who, you know, their home is too small for them. They're looking for a place to store their items and they want a place to store. And we basically connect those two groups of people together to solve each other's needs. So the renters, they get storage for about half the cost of a traditional self-storage facility, which is, you know, saves you about $2,000 a year on the average storage facility.
In those moments when money is just not moving as fast as your dreams, Earnin provides the financial momentum you need to keep moving forward. Earnin is an app that gives you access to your pay as you work, up to $100 per day or up to $750 per pay period. You just download the Earnin app and verify your paycheck. Then you access up to $100 a day as you work, and you can leave an optional tip. Any money you access plus tips are automatically repaid from your next paycheck. I honestly would use Earnin in lots of different ways, but what's on my mind recently is I need a night out. I need some good tacos to sip on a few virgin margaritas and celebrate you all helping this podcast earn 26 million downloads. Make Earnin a part of your financial routine and join Earnin's over 3.5 million customers who say things like, "When I think about Earnin, I think about financial stability and security. Gives me a lot of peace of mind." Download Earnin today, spelled E-A-R-N-I-N, in the Google Play or Apple App Store. When you download the Earnin app, type in "Talkin' Money" under podcast when you sign up. It will really help the show. Talkin' Money under podcast. Earnin is a financial technology company, not a bank, subject to your available earnings, daily max, pay period max, and location. See earnin.com/TOS for details. Bank products are issued by Evolve Bank & Trust, member FDIC. Okay, friend, I want to know, what are your money goals this year? Are you saving to buy a house or maybe a wedding or a dream vacation to somewhere tropical? If that's you, please, please take me with you. Or maybe you want to just grow your emergency fund because, let's be real, life is expensive. I want to make sure you reach your goals, so you need Monarch. That's why the Wall Street Journal named it the best app for growing your savings. Monarch is the top-rated, all-in-one personal finance app. It gives you a comprehensive view of all your accounts, investments, transactions, and more. You can create custom budgets, track progress toward your financial goals, and collaborate with your partner. And now, get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/ETM. Here's what I love. Monarch is the most customizable budgeting app. You can change the layout of your dashboard. You can go between light and dark mode. You can create custom budgets and notifications. You can set up all of these automatic rules for your transactions and notifications, and so much more. Monarch is obsessed with constantly improving their product. Get this. They release updates every 2 weeks, and they even allow customers to submit suggestions, vote on requested features, and view the product roadmap. This, my friend, is totally original. Plus, they will never sell your data to third party or show you ads. I think that's really important. After trying out Monarch for myself, I understand why it is the top-rated personal finance app. And now, listeners of this show get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/ETM. That's monarchmoney.com/ETM for your extended 30-day free trial. The weather is getting warmer. I'm so excited, and it is time to say goodbye to all those jackets and sweaters, and hello to the shorts and t-shirts. I wanted to update my summer workout wardrobe for the long haul without, you know, spending a fortune. Luckily, I found Quince, and I am in love. Quince is your go-to place from everything from premium European linen dresses, blouses, and shorts from $30, washable silk tops, timeless, 14-karat gold jewelry, and so much more. The best part of all Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. By partnering directly with top factories, Quince cuts out the cost of the middleman and passes those savings on to you. And Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing practices and premium fabrics and finishes. I love that. Okay, I bought the dreamiest pair of workout leggings and a bright pink workout top to match. Honestly, ladies, I gotta tell you, these leggings you need. The price cannot be beat, and I feel like $1 million wearing this cozy workout friendly outfit. I've worn it for like 5 days straight. Get warm weather ready with Quince. Go to quince.com/ETM for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com/ETM to get free shipping and 365-day returns. quince.com/ETM.
Hey. My name's Otis Gray, host of The Daily Book Club, a daily podcast where I read wonderful old books one chapter at a time. Simple as that. Whether you want to get engaged and lost in a fascinating story that has stood the test of time, or just relax to a good book, listen to The Daily Book Club to get wrapped up or unwind during your day. We'll read classic stories like Pride and Prejudice, The Enchanted April, The Wind in the Willows, beautiful stories all told from start to finish. And you can even do a real book club. Tune into the Daily Book Club Discord and discuss the readings with other book club listeners. However you want to listen, it's your choice. Subscribe to the Daily Book Club on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and everywhere else. New episodes every single day. So sit back, relax, and get lost in the Daily Book Club.
That's a significant amount of money, for sure.
It is. I mean, we remember when all the news hit about the Trump tax cuts, you know.
Right.
And everyone was excited because all of these companies were giving out, you know, $1,000 bonuses to all their employees. And we were like, if you just switched from your storage unit to neighbor, you save twice that much every year for the rest of your life, you know.
Whatever you're saving up for, a CD from Sandy Spring Bank lets you grow your savings at a guaranteed rate. Right now, earn interest at 4.5% APY on an 8-month CD special or 4.25% APY on a 14-month CD special. Learn more at sandyspringbank.com/CD specials. Minimum opening deposit to earn the annual percentage yield is $500 for the 8-month CD special and $2,500 for the 14-month CD special. Member FDIC.
Did you hear the news? The Federal Reserve cut interest rates by a quarter point. You're probably thinking, Shauna, that's great, but should I care? I think, yes, you should care, because learning what some of these things mean to your own money just makes you more educated overall. And if nothing else, you can whip out some fun stats at your next dinner party and leave your guests asking, hey, tell me more. Where did you learn about that? What do you know about that? So again, you're probably thinking, great, but I want to know more. Why does the Fed actually cut rates? Well, it's pretty simple. It's really just to stimulate borrowing. So you and me, we go out and we buy more stuff. We get more credit cards. Maybe we buy or refinance a house. We basically are just encouraged to spend more money, which sounds a bit fishy that we're encouraged to go out and spend more money, get in more debt, whatever it may be. But whether you realize it or not, all of your adult life has been orchestrated a lot by what the Fed does. The economy is good. Great. You go out, you spend more cash. It's not so good. Okay. Maybe you worry a little bit. Your 401k balance maybe dips a little bit. You don't spend as much money. There's this ebb and flow, kind of this natural pattern that happens throughout the course of the years, the months, the days. And a lot of it is dictated by the interest rates that the Fed actually sets. And the Fed has said that it might cut rates a bunch more times over the next 12 months, which is very, I don't want to say ironic, I would use the word interesting because that is election time. So around 12 months from now, we're going to be talking about all sorts of topics related to elections. But just a little interesting tidbit, traditionally every election year, the stock market has become a little bit unpredictable. So it'll be interesting to see what happens next year. But just to give you a little heads up, that has definitely been the trend. So it'll be fascinating nonetheless just to watch what happens. And while you won't feel a big difference in a quarter point cut, maybe you'll see a buck or two less on your credit card minimum payment, a couple of more bucks difference if you have a home equity line of credit, maybe $3 to $4 a month difference on a new car that you might purchase, a few bucks savings on your student loans that aren't fixed. Most significantly, you might see a difference on your home mortgage if you have a variable interest rate, again, depending on your mortgage. The bad news, those high interest savings accounts that I tell you to get over and over and over again, you're going to see a little bit of an interest rate dip. So when interest rates go lower, that affects the good stuff, like your savings interest rates, in a negative way. The bad stuff, like credit cards and student loans, some particular student loans that's going to help you in a good way and maybe lower your payment by a few bucks. So all in all, I say, hey, we'll take a couple bucks here and there, and then we'll wait to see what happens over the next few months, wait to see what maybe we need to reallocate when it comes to our money. So the Fed meets again in October and then in December. So now you're in the know. That's your like neon sign, you know, a motto, like, because it's true. Like, we tend to think of these like big things that are going to make these like big sweeping changes in our lives that sometimes, of course, fall so short. But like, it's little things like this that you don't realize, like, there's a better way, there's a more cost effective way to do this.
That's right. And people don't realize, you know, certain things we know are subscriptions. Like, we know our Netflix is a subscription. We pay $10 a month to Netflix, and that starts to add up over time. But I don't think most Americans realize that if you have a storage unit, that's your single largest subscription payment. You're going to pay 300, you know, how many Netflix subscriptions is that?
Right?
Like 100.
A lot. It's a lot of movies.
It is a lot of movies. And so those bigger ticket items, if you can save some money there, it really adds up. And it's even more meaningful, I think, for our hosts. The savings are really nice for our renters, but for our hosts, you know, we have hosts earning $10,000-$15,000 a year just renting out space in and around their
homes. No way.
Yeah.
Wow.
So they'll put up a lot next to their house, and they'll park, you know, a few boats or RVs, or maybe they'll put up there. But one thing I think is really cool. We started in Utah, actually, in Salt Lake City. And a lot of people have basements in Utah that are unfinished. When they buy the home, the basement is, you know, just concrete.
Yeah.
And they'll have this dream to finish their basement, and put like a guest room down there, or a, you know, a playroom for their kids, or they've all got some idea for their basement. And we've had literally thousands of people rent out these unfinished basements, rent them out for storage. And they'll store boxes down there, someone else's boxes or furniture items down there. And they'll earn, you know, a few thousand dollars a year. And it only takes them a few years before they have enough saved up from their neighbor earnings to actually pay to finish out that basement.
Sneaky. I like that. So what would you say, though, to someone who might be like red flag, like, aren't there security issues like for my stuff? Like, how is that facilitated for the people who are renting the space?
I think we consider that our number one job at Neighbor, because really it's a transaction between two people, not Neighbor. You know, we try to take money from the renter and pay the host. So what is our job in all this? Well, our job is to make sure it's a safe transaction. So we do a number of things. First, both parties have to agree to basically our storage agreement that outlines what you can and cannot do. It's a legal agreement that they're bound to, and it helps keep things safe. We also make all of our hosts ID verify. So, you know, these aren't just random people on the internet. We're collecting a government ID from them and making sure they're a legitimate profile. And then we, you know, that's all great. And a lot of companies do that, those basic steps. But we just wanted to make this a no-brainer transaction for people. And so we thought, how can we do that? Airbnb's got a $1 million guarantee for their hosts that rent on their platform. And so we actually extend. We said, you know, let's do one better. We extend a $2 million guarantee to all of our hosts that completely protects their property. It protects them from liability on the transaction. If someone is backing in a boat to their garage and, you know, they accidentally clip the side of the garage and it causes some damage, that's covered up to $2 million, right? So you're very safe. And then on the renter side of things, when you go to a storage facility, your items are actually not covered. You know, if a storage facility burns down or
really?
Whatever, you're on the hook for that. And most people don't know that. You have to go get your own third party renter's insurance policy.
For the storage in the storage unit? I never knew that.
In the storage unit. Yeah. So not only does it cost you like $300 a month to rent out the storage unit, but then you got to go pay another like $15 a month for a renter's policy. So it just, it's crazy. And we were just like, what if no one ever had to worry about that ever again? What if like we just didn't have to worry about that? So to all of our renters, if you store your items on Neighbor, we just guarantee your items up to $25,000. So if anything happens to them, if there's any sort of damage, if your host's home floods or whatever, your items are covered and replaced up to $25,000. So it's just about the safest storage platform in the nation that you could store on. And that includes the traditional self-storage facilities.
Wow. Yeah. I mean, that some of this stuff like is just sort of blowing my mind. I'm glad you're sharing all this. I'd love to hear also, like you shared, of course, you know, some stories about people then like finishing their basements. But have you tracked or seen other customers who have, you know, generated this passive income stream and that then has somehow, you know, changed their lives in one way or another?
Yeah, there's probably the two most common things. It's a good question, and people will it's something we didn't anticipate founding a technology company that people would you know send in personal stories. But we get emails and like text messages to our customer success line of people just texting in really cool stories. Probably the two most common themes that we see are this helps me pay off my mortgage. So renting out space in my home helps me pay off my mortgage, or this helps me pay off my student debt.
Right.
And I think that's less reflective of, you know, our company and more reflective of the two things that people are most worried about. You know, those are the things that are hanging over people's heads right now, our mortgages and student debt. We had this, I'll just share one story. We had this girl message in just a few weeks ago, and she just said, I'm just reading this, her message. I asked her if I could share it as well. She said, "Hey, I have a cool story for you guys. Neighbor is helping me to quit my job to be a stay-at-home mom by making the extra $100 I need to pay my monthly student loans bill. It's the last debt that my job was covering, and now we have some extra income to make quitting possible. Cool, huh? Just thought that would make your day." And that stuff, I mean, it really does make our day. Like, that's what makes it worth it to provide a service like this, is when you get a message like that.
Yeah, because I mean, it's like we started out the episode, it's not just that you've created this, you know, this company that is solving this, what, you know, is a seeming like immediate problem. But when you think of the ripple effect of what the extra income could do in somebody's lives and how that could really change their lives, and with finances, of course, being like the biggest pain point for most people, I think it's amazing that like you could create this entity, but then, you know, the problem that it could actually solve is like so much bigger than you can even imagine.
It is. And I love what she says, because I think it gets at the heart of kind of the other thing we talked about. And that is, for a lot of people, like, Uber is not an option. Uber is a phenomenal income stream if you can do that. But like this host of ours that messaged in, her goal was to not work, to not, you know, be driving around in Uber all day. She had kids. She wanted to stay home with the kids. And Uber can never enable her to do that, because it does, at the end of the day, require work. And I think what's so cool about Neighbor is that lets people really tap into and leverage assets that they already have. like everyone has a place to live. Everyone has space. Everyone has unused space of some sort. And she just rented out a super small space in her home. It makes her that extra $100 a month. And she doesn't do any work for that. It's not like Airbnb where you have to clean up for them every 2 days, because when people store, they come in and they put down their boxes or they park their boat, and you don't see them for, you know, a year or two until you're done with this storage transaction. It's more of a long-term, you know, low-touch, passive experience.
Right. Yeah. When we think of storage, we think of like dirty spaces. not to say that this stuff is being stored in dirty spaces, but like, you know, I mean, you go into your, if you have a storage unit, you go into your storage unit and there's dust on the boxes, and it's just, you know, it's a different experience. You're right. Than, you know, Airbnb or, you know, Uber, where you've got to keep your car clean and have fresh mints. It's just a different, it's a different experience. This has been absolutely fascinating, Joseph. You've like totally blown my mind on so many different things. I'd love for you, just lastly, you know, what would you say to somebody who's listening, who's just thinking like, this is just too good to be true. Like, there's no way I could generate this type of passive income, or there's no way I could feel, you know, safe about this. Like, what would you tell that person?
Well, I love that you use that phrase. That's actually kind of a company motto of ours. We're always saying in our company, how can we make this product too good to be true? We want to do so. That was actually a big motivation between the guarantees that I talked about,
yeah.
Our $25,000 guarantee and our $2 million guarantee, is we just wanted to make it too good to be true. But, you know, for someone who's tepid about, you know, being able to make this kind of income, whether it's through neighbor.com or through some other resource, I would just say start small. Like if, you know, we'll have people that they have a big home and they had six kids living in their home and they're all moved out now. You know, they're kind of empty nesters and they're a little less familiar with the sharing economy, a little more worried about it. And we always just tell them, you know, don't rent out your whole house, you know, rent out a small 5x5 space in your garage and see how you like it. See how you like the renters. I think you'll realize that people are super friendly. You build long lasting relationships and then you can grow your passive income from there. So that's what I think I would say is just dip your toe in the water and you'll find, I think, what millions of other people have found. And that is that people are really genuinely kind to each other on these kinds of platforms.
I love it. Such great advice. Start small. Well, Joseph, again, this has been so fascinating. Tell the listeners where they can go to check out more about Neighbor and sign up if they're interested.
Yeah. So we try to make it easy with the URL. It's just neighbor.com. And you can go on there. It takes about 3 minutes to list a space and we get it rented out. You can list space anywhere in the United States right now. And then we also have mobile apps. So whatever your preferred platform is, if you're a Apple iOS user, just go search Neighbor Storage on the App Store. Or if you're an Android user, Neighbor Storage on the Play Store, and then submit us feedback. Like I said, our motto is too good to be true. If there's anything that you find on our platform that could be better, that we could make too good to be true, send us a message and we'll build it. We're builders.
Thanks so much for checking out this episode, and a big thanks to our sponsors that make this show possible. Remember to subscribe in your favorite podcast player so you never miss an episode. But before you leave, I want to empower you to embrace where you are today, the good and the not so good. And remember, nothing lasts forever. Just keep taking small steps every day and remember how awesome you truly are.